Talking to the Ithaca baseball coach Ron Amato, and Ron, we saw that Holden Lazarus was the number one ranked prospect as far as position players go in New York. So what does that mean to you to see him top that list heading into a senior season?
I think it's special for the kid, and even for the team. He's put in a lot of hard work since he, not only at the high school with our kids, but he's done a lot of stuff in the off season. He's traveled around and played in different leagues. So to see a kid that, has really enjoys the game of baseball and puts in extra time, extra effort on his own, to get that type of accolade, is certainly nice to see for a kid that works hard and does the right thing.
And how important is it to get this senior season in for him and any other seniors too?
Well, it's really important. I mean, we look back to last year and how we finished the season. It certainly left a sour taste in my mouth, and I know that I did with a lot of our kids too. And we have a big senior class this year. We have about I think 11 seniors on the team who've done a lot of good things up through the JV level onto varsity, and to see them make it, as far as they did last year. To not have an opportunity to go back out this year and try to improve upon what we did, would really be disheartening if we aren't able to get back out there. The kids have put in a lot of hard work. We have a lot of really, really nice kids on the team. A lot of those kids play in the off season to try and get better. So we were really looking forward to the season this year, and we've had emails back and forth among the Section 4 coaches, and I think we're all on board that we want to at least try to play, even if there's no sectional championship, even if there is not a state championship. It's important for all of us to try to get these seniors to go out with at least an opportunity to step on the field, and play a little bit. Whatever that may look like, we don't know yet, but it's definitely important to us for the kids to make the most of it if we're able to.
We're talking to Ron Amato, the head coach of Ithaca High School Baseball here on BTL. And after making it to the Section 4 championships last year, what were your expectations heading into this year?
I mean, I think our goal for this year would be, looking at winning the sectional championship would be our goal. It's been 29 or 30 years since Ithaca has won a sectional championship in baseball, and to get as close as we were last year and to come up short, but to have an opportunity, I think all the kids believe in what we're doing and their ability. But certainly, trying to get back to the sectional championship and trying to win one for the school and for the kids and for the program was the ultimate goal for this year.
And there's been talk in the MLB to limit the rounds of drafts of the draft to just 5 rounds. And I mean, personally, I don't like that idea, and that could impact Holden as well, because I mean, he definitely could have been drafted after this year. So, what are your thoughts on what the MLB is doing as far as limiting their draft and possibly taking away minor league teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, in general, it'll probably end up hurting the sport a little bit. You're going to have, I mean, I know that baseball right now has, a lot of different teams at the single A level, and then there's a lot of, minor league teams that each program has, and then MLB. But, to take away from the draft and to take away teams, I mean, that's just cutting down the number of kids that are going to get an opportunity. And not everybody, is going to get drafted, and if they do, kids have to make decisions on if they're going to go, if they're not going to go, based on their family and their academics and this, that, and the other thing. But I think it would be unfortunate to cut it down, and make it smaller, because it's just going to give less kids that opportunity, right off the bat. And for some kids that may not be the best academically, that might be their only chance right now, is to sign wherever that may be in the draft. But if there's only 5 rounds, then it's, severely going to cut down on that number of kids that have that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And we're talking to Ron Amato, the head coach of Ithaca High School Baseball here on BTL. And for yourself, you were an excellent athlete at Ithaca College, an All-American in both football and baseball. So what lessons did you learn from Coach George Valicente that you could pass down to these kids?
You know what? He's been a great mentor to have. You know, as a coach here, as somebody that I respect greatly, that I was able to obviously play for, like you said, but I've also been able to have, you know, since I graduated, we've had many a conversations on the golf course, and we've had many of conversations elsewhere where we talk about things in relation to baseball and the kids and how to deal with certain aspects of the game. And actually, it's pretty funny. A lot of times he'll laugh and he'll kind of give me a look like, you know, you're starting to finally come around, you know, to my way of thinking, you know, because Coach was a phenomenal, phenomenal coach, a great man. His coaching staff that he had was phenomenal, but his expectations of every kid never were lowered. Mm-hmm. And he you know, held everybody accountable. You know, you may not have always agreed with what he wanted you to do or what he was asking you to do, but, you know, I think that for many players looking back on it, he always had the team the team's best interest, the individual's best interest, and his expectations, you know, we're always there. And so that's one thing that I try to do the same thing, you know, like the kids, I try to hold the kids accountable and make them see that their actions not only affect themselves if they're not doing what's expected, but it also affects the team, it affects the school, it could affect their family. So, I mean, he certainly has been a great mentor. It's been fabulous to watch him play. I'm super excited that, you know, he retired, but that David was able to get the job and just to keep that program going in the direction that it was. You know, I think that was a terrific hire by the university. But Coach has been, you know, more than anything, a real friend. He's been terrific.
Mm. Yeah, and I spoke to Joe Brown, the head coach at Cortland, and he said he wouldn't be where he was in life with or without George Valsetti. So yeah, he's definitely an impactful figure,
without a doubt.
Yeah, I want to go back to Holden's development. When I talked to him, he said he's going to commit to just being a position player. He doesn't plan on pitching in college. So how have you seen his game grow as far as the last couple of years go?
Well, he made the JV team as an eighth grader, which we don't have many kids that come through the program that do that. You know, every year we may have one, or, you know, every couple of years we may have one. And he was obviously one of the guys that was able to do that. And he started every game as an eighth grader. Hmm. And from the time that he was on the field as an eighth grader with the JVs, playing against ninth graders, playing against 10th graders, he fit in perfectly. Physically, he fit in. Athletically, he fit in. Everything he did on the field, he did not look like an eighth grade player that was, you know, playing up. You know, he was probably, looking back on it, you know, one of the best kids at the JV level as an eighth grader. You know, he just had all the tools. He was developed pretty well already, and you know, so he only played JV for a year, and then he went up with the varsity team and played with Coach Valentine, who was the head coach at the time, for a couple of years, and continued to, you know, show that same type of improvement year in and year out as a freshman. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I think he got some type of All-State accolades his freshman year. You know, and I was still the JV coach at the time, but he has really continued to develop. He does things the right way. He works hard. He enjoys baseball. I think, you know, first and foremost, some kids who play the game a lot kind of get burnt out and, you know, stop enjoying the game. But he's a kid that enjoys the game of baseball. He works hard. He continues to do stuff on his own outside of our practices in the summer, or on the weekends, or when we're not practicing. He's just really developed, and he is a fantastic player. Athletically, he's exceptional. You know, he can play both sides of the ball. He's really, really good defensively, and he does a great job offensively for us as well. He can hit with power. He can hit for average. He runs super, super fantastic for, you know, it's not like he's a real small kid. He's put together pretty well, and he runs fantastic. Mm-hmm. So he's got all the tools that he needs to go on to the next level. you know, whether that is going to college or if he gets a chance in the draft. I'm not really sure what's going to happen, but, you know, he has it all.
For sure. We're talking to Ron Amato, the head coach of Ithaca High School Baseball here on BTL, and one of his close friends on the team, Andrew Elise. They are a pretty powerful 1-2 punch. So what is it like for you to have those two guys leading the way?
You know, I think it's really good. Andrew, again, was another kid that year. Andrew and Holden were two kids that made the JV team as eighth graders. And I think Andrew has actually shown just a huge improvement from the time that he joined in eighth grade to where he is right now. He works another kid that is always hitting outside of practice and doing what he can on, you know, in the summer, on the weekends. He puts in a ton of time and effort on his own. And to be honest with you, I think last year, I would say that he was probably the most potent offensive player in the entire section. If I had to pick one kid in out of the whole section four last year that was a guy that you would have to be cautious with when he was at the plate, I would say that would have been Andrew Elise last year without a doubt. You know, I just, for these kids' sake, I hope we get an opportunity to play. I'm not sure if it's going to happen. And, you know, it would be terrible for the kids that have put in the time and effort, and you know, this group of guys who unfortunately we didn't get the job done last year, to not get an opportunity would be just really disheartening. But it is what it is. You know, there's not much we can do, so we just have to kind of wait and play it by ear and see what the state and everybody has to say about it. So
all right, thank you for your time, Ron, and stay safe during this time.